Welcome back. You're here with David Faisal on QR Calgary and More Than Money. One of the things, Faisal, that everybody dreams about is either travel or, even better, living overseas or living internationally, right? Get away from the cold winters.
Yeah, especially now, this weekend.
Exactly. It reminds you. Yeah, you might want to be somewhere.
So we have, you know, in our hands, the top 10 retirement destinations for 2024. The first question normally comes to us is, how the heck do they get this list?
Yeah.
You know, all the work that they do.
Right?
What's the criteria? Yeah. And how easy is it as Canadians to live abroad? We're not going to get into the tax situation. We're not going to get into that. We're going to talk about lifestyle and enjoying those areas.
Right.
But you and I are not the experts in that area.
Nope, but Kathleen Petticord is. She's the founder and the CEO of Live and Invest Overseas. Kathleen, welcome to the show.
Hello, you guys. Great to be here. Thank you for the invitation.
Well, thanks for joining us. Maybe let's start exactly where what Faisal said.
Can we tease everybody?
Let's talk a little bit of a tease of
okay. Number 10, 9, and 8, and then go into how we got the criteria.
Oh, okay.
You're okay with that?
Oh, yeah, sure.
Kathleen,
business.
Let's go right into it. Number 10, Santa Marta, Colombia. Tell us a little bit more about Santa Marta and the other two, well, above that, number 9 and number 8 on the list.
I'm going to let you read off the list because I don't have it in front of me and I don't have it committed to memory, but I will say Santa Marta, Colombia is a great Caribbean beach choice, and it's a very affordable Caribbean beach choice. Cartagena, Colombia is better known. Santa Marta is just up the coast from there. It's the same, you know, quintessential white sand palm tree lifestyle with a colonial city, right, you know, providing that level of comforts and amenities and history and culture. But it's super affordable. A couple could live there on $1,500 a month or less.
Let's take on Phuket or Phuket, depending on how you pronounce it, Thailand.
Phuket, Thailand is another beach option. Again, really affordable. So one main criteria, of course, for all these choices is budget. So Phuket is a top choice for someone who wants something a little more exotic because it's in Southeast Asia. So it's not a quick hop like Colombia could be, for example. You could, you know, commute back and forth. Southeast Asia is a trip, but if you're up for it, a big adventure and something exotic, a little outside your comfort zone, it's an awesome place to live at the beach.
Let's make our way up to Belize. Let's pick out over there. What brought Belize under the list?
Belize is one of my all-time favorite places to spend time. Belize is a tiny country. Language is English, which is a big plus. For such a tiny country, it offers a diversity of lifestyles. So it's got Caribbean islands just off its mainland shore. It's got a couple of mainland coastal destinations that have a lot to offer for lifestyle if you want coastal living. But my favorite part of Belize is inland. It's called Cayo, which is in the mountains. It's a region of rivers and Mayan ruins and rainforest. It's someone who wants a real outdoorsy life, sunshine year-round, great weather, a great place for kind of going off-grid, great place for growing things. It's kind of the breadbasket of Belize and a breadbasket of the region.
All right, now that we got the little tease out of the way, people are wondering, how did these make the list? So let's go there first now, Kathleen. How did you get to the top 10 list for 2024?
Exactly. It's very hard because you're spoiled for choice. Once you begin looking beyond your own borders for retirement or even making a move like this earlier on in your life, oh my gosh, there are more than 200 countries, and within each country, many, many tempting options in many cases. So how do you choose? We have broken it down. I've been doing this for almost 40 years. So based on 40 years of experience covering this beat and 26 years of personal experience as an American living abroad, first in Ireland, then France, now Panama, we and all of my editors likewise are expats themselves living this lifestyle. Based on that real world experience, we've come up with 14 categories of criteria that we think are to give you, you know, guidelines, because you do need help making a choice. You really are spoiled for choice. Cost of living, as I mentioned, is going to be top for most people. Many people start this line of thinking in the first place because they're looking to reduce their cost of living. They have a budget and they want to stretch it as far as they can, especially at the retirement stage of life. Then climate. As you guys mentioned at the opening, this time of year, it's on everybody's mind. Oh my gosh, get me away from this snow. I can't take this snow and cold anymore. So climate is a critical factor. Healthcare, really important, of course, for all people, but especially retirement age. Entertainment and recreation, because what are you going to do when you get there? English spoken. As I said, one of the main selling points for Belize is the language is English, and not everyone, especially in retirement age, is up for learning a new language. Expat community, is there one for you to connect to, or are you going to be really going it on your own and paving the way yourself, which can be hard work? How local do you want to go is an important question to ask yourself. Infrastructure, especially if you're interested in starting a business, or if you want to keep up business or investment activities in the place where you're moving from, you need good infrastructure, right? Environmental factors, crime, that's critical. And I will say that for every place on our index every year, you can take for granted that it's safe. That it's not a question of relatively how safe is it, but we would not recommend a place or include it on our index if there was any fear for, you know, for your safety, for your personal safety. Real estate restrictions are, sorry, I'm almost finished. There are just two more. Real estate restrictions, is the purchase of real estate restricted for foreigners? Residency, if you want to stay full-time indefinitely, what are your options to become a legal resident? And then taxes, and you guys referenced this one, and we put it last because it shouldn't drive the conversation or be the reason you make a decision, but for sure you want to factor it in.
So, you know, Faisal, one of the things, when I talk to people about retiring and adding an international destination, there's a romance attached to it, but not necessarily a practical experience related to it. So, Kathleen, I'd love to get your feedback, your tips for somebody who has been through it, who's interested, you know, perhaps hasn't lived overseas or internationally. What should they do in preparation for this journey that they're going to take if they decide living abroad is part of their journey?
It might seem unlikely, but I advise people to start by taking inventory of yourself and your likes and dislikes, your wants, your priorities. Know yourself is how I put it. And again, that might seem like an unlikely starting point, but if you aren't clear on who you are and what you're looking for, what you want your life to be, then how are you going to find a place overseas to make that life dream come true? So it starts with a lot of introspection, and I recommend doing it formally. And if you're making a move with someone, a spouse, a partner, a friend even, go through this exercise together. And again, go through it formally. We publish a list of questions on our website, Know Yourself Questionnaire. And so, you know, questions to do with all these categories I just rattled off very quickly. But, you know, the practical things like budget, of course, but then the things that are much more personal, like culture and recreation. What qualifies having fun to you? How do you want to spend your time? How important is weather, and what qualifies as good weather for you? That's a very, you know, very subjective idea. And then ask yourself, what do you definitely want in your new life, and what makes you crazy? What do you hate about your current life, and what do you definitely not want to reinvent or import with you in your new life?
We have about a minute left, Kathleen. Unfortunately, we have to go to commercial break, but we got to give our top three at least. Mm-hmm. Let's start with number three. I think this will be my favorite one.
Yeah.
Mazatlan, Mexico.
Mazatlan is a great beach choice with a colonial city married to it. So you're living in a great, developed, comfortable city right on the beach. And very affordable. All three of these top three are super affordable. A couple could retire here on $2,000 a month or less.
Look at that. Braga, Portugal.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Portugal has become more expensive in recent years because it's become so popular, but Braga is still a little known part of Portugal, and Portugal in general checks all the boxes on a retiree's checklist of what an ideal retirement could look like. And Braga, which is in the north of the country, is still off the radar and therefore more affordable.
Never thought this would hit number one. Kind of a rival to one of my favorite soccer teams in the country, Valencia, Spain.
Yeah, Spain is even more affordable than Portugal. So Spain kind of wins as the top destination from a cost of living factor for Europe. So if you want old world continental lifestyle, for some people, you know, the tropics won't cut it. The developing world is not what they want. They want cultured old world living. I would say look to Spain if you're on a budget, and Valencia is just it's everything you want in an old world city, and it's still very accessible because it's not huge. It's not so big that you can't take it in. It's a very walkable city. It offers all the culture, all the history that you could want, the cafe culture, etc., and you can enjoy it every day just on your doorstep.
And there you go, some of the top spots for 2024. If you want more information, if you want to get some ideas, mm-hmm. even if you want to do the questionnaire, reach us at our website. We'll connect you with Live and Invest Overseas. That's the place that we go to for our information. So you might want to definitely do that as well. Reach out to us at morethanmoneyradio.com.
Okay, we've got an upcoming seminar to talk about lifestyle and how to prepare for all of this.
On Tuesday, March 5th, 7 p.m. in person at the Carriage House in make sure you register at morethanmoneyradio.com.
Could having a financial plan actually ruin your retirement? I think it could. Let's talk about that after the break. You're on QR Calgary and More Than Money.